Welcome to the Casual Comics Cast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Casual Comics Cast. It's me, Joe, your casual comics guy. And today I got twice the Marks with me. I got regular Mark. Say hi, Mark.
Hello. Hi, I'm regular Mark.
I got a new Mark.
New and improved.
That's right. The OG Mark.
That's this right. That's OG. Right. By what, 2 years or whatever? Yeah.
That's right. My favorite cousin who got me into comics. We talked about it in prior podcast, Joe. This is he. This
you say
is
that
him.
You say that every time you have a cousin on the podcast. I do. They're your favorite one.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. Rotating.
So thanks for joining us today, Mark. Mark with a K also. Yeah, Mark with a C, like Mark Spector, and Mark with a K. I don't know which Marvel hero that would be. But we're going to talk about some limited. We're going to go back in time. We haven't done this yet. I'm so excited because the era I grew up in, you know, 80s, 90s, there were all these great Marvel miniseries. And so we're going to go back in time and cover Hercules, the Prince of Power from 1982 and chat through that. But before we get started, Mark, why don't you tell us, you know, I know Mark with a C pretty well, but like, what's your background? Like, what comics did you grow up with, and what's your history with reading comics?
Oh boy, I would say that, like, I don't know. I think I had a comic on a nightstand as early as I can remember, like 4 years old, 3 years old, something like that, and started out with Captain America. And Captain America was always my guy, you know, back when it was just, you know, smash him up, beat him up. And then I kind of evolved to like Thor and like Marvel Thing 2-in-1, where Thing usually teamed up with just this random guys, you know, like Devil Dinosaur and Thing or somebody. And so that just evolved, you know, again, similar to what you're saying, Joe, is just like, you know, kind of the 70s comics, and then evolved in the 80s. But a big thing for me that really just I was just enthralled in, and I still have them like captured somewhere, is I wasn't born in this time, but it was before my time, but the 1966 Marvel Comics cartoons, you know, like Captain America throws his mighty shield and everything, and then how that evolved into Spider-Man with the thwip thwip, you know, type thing. So always been in comics. Started out hardcore Marvel, and probably in the later 80s really got into DC too. That's still I think Mark's still kind of like a borderline DC Marvel anti, but I've been pretty cross pollinated across both.
You told me to not have enemies on the other side, and I do not particularly like DC, but I don't hate them either. It's like we can all get along, and you help me with that, so thank you.
yeah.
There's room for everybody. Although I would love to count up what gets released more in a year. And we should take wagers on this. What do you think is more in a year? Number of X titles, X-Men related titles, or number of Batman related titles?
Oh, be my close. Gosh. It would be really close. I would say Batman related.
Yeah.
The full Batman family.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good question. Just because all the variation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm going to count them up, and then you guys can make a side wager. And I don't know what you guys normally wager in your family, but make it a little spicy.
That sounds good. I'll take the Batman variants.
Okay, I'll take X-Men. Oh, I'll take X-Men.
You're gonna switch sides, Mark, and say there's more Batman.
That's right.
All right.
Reverse jinx.
I mean, I was up at Legend Comics today, and there's at least like seven that I can think of that were on the new release shelf today, including one that Jeff and I just reviewed on the last podcast, which was Batman Santa Claus team up Silent Night with a K.
That's awesome. Terrible.
It's actually pretty good.
Have you? Well,
Point,
you
know, Marvel.
Speaking of that, did you see that? I saw an advertisement. I guess it's part of the news or whatever. Is Crocodile Loki? Have you seen
Crocodile Loki? Is a comic. Alligator Loki.
Alligator Loki.
Yeah.
Based off the popular character from the Loki T Marvel Disney Plus series.
Yeah, and I was running fast, so I didn't have time to pick it up and check it out. But the guy at the comic book store says, "Oh yeah, it's a really fun comic. You should pick it up." And blah blah blah. And he's recommending it. I'm like, "Wow!" I thought it was just like a joke.
Okay, so, maybe I'll have to check it out. Alligator Loki. Yeah, I liked him in the Loki series.
Yeah,
for a brief moment. That's the list. We'll get there. So, we were talking before we started a little bit about comic news, and really the big, speaking of Marvel Disney Plus series, is What If Season 2 is coming up here in the next week or so.
Yeah.
And they had a really awesome trailer for it. What are you looking forward to? What you saw in the trailer? Anyone to jump out?
Well, they
One that
tease
I.
the zombie ones, right, Mark?
That's
So
where I'm
that's
at.
my yeah.
Yeah, that's where
Yeah.
I'm at. I've been recommended the. I'm not a. I haven't been a huge fan of a lot of the Disney Plus exclusive Marvel, but the What If with the zombie and the oh shoot, Iron Avenger. I forgot the Steve Rogers suit he was in. You know when he Hydra Smasher,
Yeah.
right?
Yep.
Flew
Yep.
around. I big fan of the cartoon What If, so really looking forward to that series and seeing where that goes. If it picks up with the the Ultimate Ultron or how it goes, we'll see. But super big fan there.
Yeah. You're right, Joe. It's December 22nd it drops. So
Oh,
it's coming
wow.
up. It's before Christmas. So it'll be a nice Christmas treat. Mark's right. I am not a big animated Marvel fan, and Mark is. But I watched it. And I'm like, I'll just watch it. And then I binged all of them at once. Like, they were fantastic. And the zombie one, you're right, Mark, is probably a top tier Disney Plus episode, of all of them, not just more What If, but all of them. So yes, it was, I found myself super engaged. I really loved it, really enjoyed it. So really looking forward to it.
What do you mean you're not a Marvel animated series fan?
I'm just not. I don't like everybody loves X-Men 1997. I didn't get into it. I like reading the books or watching the live action movies, the recent ones, not from 1960s. But I
I'm
will
with you on
say,
the 19.
yeah.
I'm with you on the 1997 X-Men, but come on, Spider-Man and his amazing friends. There's nothing better when I was that
You gotta
age.
love Spider-Man Amazing
Okay.
Friends.
I
He
did. I always
was into
watched
that.
that.
He
I
was into
was into
that.
that. I was
Yeah,
into that.
he was
I'm
into
talking
that.
about recent, like I never watched Star Wars Rebels or any of the
Oh
animated stuff, I would say.
yeah.
But you're right. Star Wars Amazing Friends, really love that. Mark forced me, and I enjoyed it, to watch the old 60s Spider-Man ones. Remember, we'd rent those at Blockbuster and watch
Loved
them.
it, loved it,
Those were
loved it.
great.
Did you ever watch ones that were on MTV originally with Neil Patrick Harris doing the voice?
No,
That was
no. Was that the computer?
early, yeah. When it was like early 2000s, it was bizarre.
Huh, I
But if I
don't
could
know.
recommend an
Yeah.
animated series, check out Ultimate Spider-Man
Okay.
on, I think it's got to be on Disney Plus at this point. And there's an episode with Deadpool that is like one of the funniest animated that I've ever seen. But Spider-Man, because he's got his little team again. And in this series, it's him, high schooler, and a high school Iron Fist, Luke Cage, and White Tiger form a team. There's also one that my kids used to love because they're up there and they're hero worshiping Captain America, because Captain America's helping them train on the helicarrier, and he leaves his shield there, and he's like, guys, it's not a toy. You shouldn't be playing on this. And then they immediately start playing with it, as high schoolers would when you left Captain America's shield, and it goes sails out the window, and they gotta go retrieve it because it lands like on Doctor Doom's lawn.
All right, I'm gonna watch it. I just wrote it down.
You said it to your list.
You had me at Spider-Man and Deadpool,
Nova
so
too. Nova too. Nova's
and
in.
Nova,
Nova. Oh yeah, you're right. Nova's in yeah,
it.
Teenage
Buckethead is
Nova.
what. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So we're gonna take a quick break with that. And when we get back, we're gonna take a moment. We're gonna go back in time to 1982 and talk about Hercules, Prince of Power.
You're listening to the Casual Comics Cast. Superman service at bizarro prices.
And I apologize for the repetition on these. I got a new laptop and I only have my DC sounds loaded right now. I don't have my Marvel ones loaded.
Joe,
So we'll just
you're
have to make do.
unprofessional.
How dare.
How
I
dare
know.
you?
So we'll talk later about like favorite series from this era, but like this is, I remember these growing up. They were the greatest because it was like 60 cents, 75 cents, whatever the cover price was at the time. And you could get a whole story and you knew it was going to be told. It didn't have to be part of continuity. There were so many of these, and they just spotlight on a character. And I don't know what got me on Let's Talk About Hercules. I think it's because I was digging through some of my back comics that I needed to sort and put away. I'm trying to categorize by era, by title, and I came across my Hercules limited series because there were two of them. This is the first of two limited series they had with Hercules. Both of them are by Bob Layton. But I was like, I remembered it being goofy fun. So I was like, let me grab a couple people, reread it, and talk about it. Did you guys read this when it first came out?
I read two out of the four. I don't know if I
Okay.
just picked them up randomly or whatever. So I had two out of the four. So I think number two and three I had, but not one and four. So it's right in the middle.
Okay.
And I read a lot of limited series, but I think either kind of a snob back then in reading or really cheap, I don't know, but I didn't like Hercules. So I never read it. I had grown to
Okay.
like him with Avengers, but I did not ever read this series.
And I'm just trying to remember off the top of my head, because at this time you would have had Hercules, most people probably seeing him in the pages of the Avengers. He was an Avenger. I don't know what, I'm trying to remember what I used to think. He wasn't It was weird because Thor was such an established character in the Marvel Universe, and the entire like Norse mythology and that whole pantheon was such a big part. I mean, it was Odin, it was Lady
Yeah.
Sif, it was Baldur, it was all of those were like such a big part of the Marvel Universe. And then they wedge in Greek Hercules from Greek mythology, and
Yeah.
you never really saw the rest of the Greek gods or heroes or goddesses. And in fact, the Eternals kind of like swiped some of those characters, like Lakari being Mercury from that pantheon. So it was just really interesting that they would wedge Hercules in because he was just a big muscle dude.
And then they'd
And
show Zeus as like a Zeus.
face.
Yeah, like a
Yeah.
fan. But
Like
that's
a
it,
big
Joe. You're
face.
right. Yeah. But that was it for Greek mythology. You're right.
But you know what, and I actually really liked Hercules. That's why I actually bought him originally back whenever it was, whatever grade I was in. Because again, the comics that I was reading when I was growing up, just the big smash 'em ups, and like the Thor versus Hercules when Hercules was hitting on Jane Foster, that's a good
Really?
book. Yeah, that's
Oh,
like nine
really?
yeah, that's like 1979 or something. I don't know what it is. We have to go look at it back up, but that's a good book, because he's got his golden mace out, taking on the hammer, and yeah, it's a pretty
Okay.
good book.
That would be an epic battle. I would like that, but yeah.
And they tease Hercules at the end of Thor: Love and Thunder. So
They
you could
do.
see it on the screen at some
Yeah,
point.
that's right. That's
Someday,
right.
maybe. We'll see if
Boom.
they stick to it.
Yeah.
But
But
yeah, that'd be cool.
let's get into this limited series. Issue one is like, the cover immediately, like when I was that age, it drew me in. It's like Hercules standing with his golden mace with like spaceships blasting at him. And you're like, why is Hercules in space? And if you follow the plot, it's very it introduces you to the character of Hercules right away. He's climbing Mount Olympus, he's going back to join the gods, he gets to the top, and immediately some giant titan like steps on his hand. And now it's time for Hercules to throw down. That's what he does, right? I love it because this is classic Hercules. Like if you used to watch the Hercules, the cheesy Italian movies from the 60s, like, aha, his zest for life. Oh, he's been this isn't angry Hercules. This is he's going to bestow the gift upon
Yeah. Yeah. He's
and
looking for anybody to bestow the gift. Yeah.
the
And the gift is you get to be pummeled by Hercules.
By the way, Joe,
Hello.
you left out the most important part of did you see who the editor in chief was of this series?
No. Is
Jim
it
Shooter.
Jim Shooter?
Yeah,
Which Jim
Big Jim.
Shooter.
Big Jim Shooter.
Big Jim Shooter.
Yeah.
Our favorite. Allow myself to introduce myself. I am the Wasp
Right?
from the
He
Secret
was at that
Wars.
time.
It
He
was,
was
yeah.
doing everything at that time, and
Yes, he
he
was.
had some very specific rules around these mini series, which was you had to be able to come into this without knowing anything about continuity, or else it had to be explained in the setup of each
Yes.
comic. And they do a good job setting up who is Hercules. And Hercules very much his this this the story kicks off as a parallel to Thor, right? He's arrogant. He's foolish. He's making too much noise the day that is supposed to be a day of quiet in reverence of Zeus's birthday.
Right.
And
So he's banished. He's
right.
banished for his debauchery.
But you learn everything you need to know about Hercules in that opening moment. He's like, I forgot why I left Olympus. It's too boring here.
That's right.
And then some women come and offer him refreshments, and that turns into a party.
That's
That's
right.
right.
That's right.
Good
That's
old
it.
Herc.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And there's noises. Zeus comes to investigate. I don't know what he's doing in there. And as a kid, I was probably like, I could only imagine, because he's got four ladies in there with him. One's on a couch that he's lifting, the other one's in his other arm, and the one is on the ground trying to hold a bed sheet up over herself.
I just don't know what my 12-year-old self would have thought back then, Mark. I don't know.
My kind of party.
No flash, no flash.
That was super funny. And then
Yeah.
again, the how dare thee, spite thee, type thing,
Yes.
I'll
Yes.
banish you, get out of here.
Yeah, and so he's gonna get sent away as Thor was, as a lesson in humility, except not to Earth,
Yeah, he
because
thinks it's
Zeus is
Earth.
like, he's like, well, I guess I'll go take my punishment on Earth. He's like, what? They love you on Earth.
You're not going there.
Going somewhere. You're going
I'm
to
just going
outer
in the wild
space.
galaxy.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And
So,
then,
but the
yeah.
banishment, they were like, oh, and here, take my golden chariot and the horses with me, and it can travel light speed, by the way.
Yep.
And sustain you in the vast blackness of space. Another reason I when people talk about comics aren't books, which I'll fight anybody that says that Hercules style, but I wrote down this quote from the first comic, bathed in a miasma of light and color. I'm like, what is a miasma? I had to look it up.
What is it?
But
Did you look it up?
yeah, it's like myriad, a mixture, mixture.
I didn't know
It's
that.
bathed in a mixture, a miasma of light and color. So that's I love that line in this. And thank you, Big Jim Shooter.
That was Bob. Bob Layton actually wrote and drew the book. So while he's drawing all these really detailed spaceships, his mind wanders to his vocabulary and he pulls out miasma. I love it. So very quickly, Hercules gets to another galaxy where he encounters some outer space aliens who, like, they're like the schmoes of outer space. They're always
He's a
like, what are you
colonizer
doing?
from Rigel.
I guess we're out here.
Devils from space, ah.
That's right.
I love,
But super important, right? They introduced one of the biggest characters in the whole series to Hercules, the recorder.
the recorder.
The recorder. The recorder is awesome. I love the recorder in this book. I love the touches though, as like they go through here. It's just like the aliens get this hailing signal. They're like, oh, I'm out. And they're like, turn down the volume. They're like, no, that's just him yelling in space through the horn of Zeus. They can hear it all the way through the ship. And they decide, Hercules, you're a pretty cool dude. And while you're out here on your adventures, we're gonna send this recorder robot with you to record your mighty deeds for our libraries for posterity.
And he
And this
says,
quickly becomes, like you said, the comedy duo of the
main dude.
ages.
I was gonna say Hercules, I think, says wine and song, and they're like, no, actually, we learn document and colonize. He's like, what? So that's what gets mixed together. The recorder versus the partier.
I remember walking through the grocery store aisle, and I think and seeing him, and I thought he was Machine Man, and I was like, "Oh, Machine Man's with Hercules. That's the
Oh, yeah.
recorder." So yeah,
He
the
does
recorder.
kind of look like
He
Machine
does.
Man. We'll have to go through Machine Man at another point because I'm semi clear on who Machine Man is and what he does from reading him in the Marvel Zombies series. But I wasn't a big Machine Man reader at the time. But yeah, this recorder is like hilarious, and I think the interplay between these two is the most interesting in the whole mini series. Kicking off immediately with the recorder, like helping Hercules level set what to expect in this universe by like asking him, is like, what allows us to be in space with no life support? And Hercules is like, oh, the will of Zeus, of course. And he's like, of course. The recorder's even like, conclusion, of course.
That's right. Oh, yeah. And then getting the robot drunk and frolicking with women is so on brand for Hercules. So well done,
Oh
Hercules.
yeah, there ain't no party like a Hercules party. The Hercules party don't stop.
That's right.
Yeah, so they get to this bar, and of course, he does get the robot gets some wacky high-end oil that gets him a little loose in more ways than one.
That's
There's
right.
like an outer space vessel that's crashing at the same time. Hercules gets in a bar fight. And then everybody hates him because the dude he tries to fight is the biggest, strongest dude, but is from the most peaceful race of aliens.
Yeah,
in
humble,
the galaxy.
Peaceful. Yeah. What are you doing punching him right in the face? Have at thee.
It was great. He punches him like they're
goes
peaceful.
Right at him. He's you imagine, you know, he walks right into the bar, real humble, polite guy, punched right in the face.
Yeah, I know, he starts crying. He's like, "What are you doing?" That was a great series there in the book. I was like, "Oh my god, I didn't expect that." But it shows you how impetuous Hercules is. He starts realizing it. So there's your foreshadowing, right, Joe and Mark?
He's,
they're like,
he sees this big alien, and somebody's like, "They come from a high gravity environment. They're the biggest, toughest, strongest creature in the universe." He runs up and like, "Ah, time to fight!" Watch.
That's right.
And I the fact that I like the fact that when the tough alien is on the ground crying, he actually writes "boo hoo."
Yes.
Boo hoo.
To be continued. That was pretty much, I think, the end of the first book, right, Joe?
Well, we get to Hercules' redemption in this book, which is the spaceship that was having trouble starts to crash.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so the crash begins, and I mean, in a pretty Hercules like way, he just saves the day. He stops the thing from crashing. It's about to explode, so he ties a big cable around the
wheels
core,
it around,
spins it around, flings it into space, where it explodes harmlessly. And then the capper of the book, which is a lot of these books end with a cap, so you don't have to read anything further if you don't want to, is Hercules learned a mini lesson, because when he's getting drunk again, an alien bumps into him on accident. He's like, time to fight. And he's like, maybe not this time.
Right. And like you said, Joe, and you, like you said, Joe, in that first book, you get to know about everything you need to know about Hercules, how strong he is, how headstrong he is, and arrogant, loves to party. So you get, like you said, you can drop in and not know anything and really enjoy that first book.
I love it. And then you don't have to read the next one. You don't want to, because that's a whole self-contained story. But if you want the tease, is next issue, Herc gets a job and Recorder gets busted. And the love of God, wait a minute. All right. If the Recorder's back, then I'm back. If it was just Hercules by himself, but you're promising me more action with the Recorder. And this issue opens with Hercules racing some randos in space.
Yeah, for a bet. We bet him how fast we can get to the planet with light speed. And then he's got the afterburner turbo boost on light speed. You know?
The space version of the nitro boost in his car.
That's right. Yeah. Fast and furious.
And then he looks at the Recorder. He's like, "I thought you evaluated and assured me we win."
Yeah, he did. That's right.
And the Recorder's like, there's other things like gravitational flux. Luck. Surprised he didn't throw in the will of Zeus.
Conclusion, of course.
Of course. And of course, they get to the planet, and Hercules has lost the bet, but he has no money to pay the bet. Because why would he? Because he never thought he would lose.
That's right.
But he's honorable, right? Because he's like, I'm gonna pay the bet. I always pay my debts. You know, watch my horses. And that's another story with what the horses do and everything else. But like, watch my horses. I'm going to go find 10,000 coins or whatever he was, you know? So
he did. He does a welch on a bet.
He leaves him the horses mostly because the chariot is made of gold. Mm-hmm. And he's like, this will assure you I'm going to come back. He's like, mm-hmm. you hang on to the horses. I'll be back with your money. And immediately they find a wanted or a kidnap poster. Like, how fortunate. They're going to go in and save this kidnapped person for a 10,000 credit reward, exactly the amount of money he owes these guys.
That's so perfect.
The will of Zeus is incredible.
Did I see in the second book a Star Wars reference with, he said they traveled 12 parsecs just for a drink? That's what they said in the book. I'm like, hey.
Oh, really? I didn't catch that.
Yeah. I was like, is that a little Star Wars reference in there? 1982?
That's right.
Not bad. Pretty That's close. Right. So, by the way, Mark mentioned it, and I did. We'll talk when we wrap it up about how enjoyable this book was. But throughout the whole, the horses, you know, misbehaving, what was high comedy B story in this.
That is true.
Yeah,
I forgot that with the first group of guys that they ate one of the aliens' arms.
Yeah. He's like, "We're missing an arm." Yeah.
but now it's Hercules rescuing the damsel in distress.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which there's a hilarious battle where he's fighting. It reminded me of the Monty Python and the Holy Grail. You can't defeat me. It's this robot is like, you can't defeat me. And Hercules rips off its head. And it's like, I'm indestructible.
And he throws him through all the ships, his head, and he's still saying, indestructible, indestructible.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
And I think it's a Monty Python reference because Hercules ends that with having killed it, saying, verily, 'twas a silly robot.
Barely. By the way, I don't think I've ever seen Hercules in a different costume before.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
That continues, right? Because
he's in like, a couple different ones.
He keeps getting ripped up, and I don't know if they're trying them to see how people like the new outfits.
I was wondering if they're doing some field testing of
Do you like this blue costume? Judo suit or something. I don't know what he was wearing. So
I don't know. They get rid of it right away though. But it is.
They do. I didn't like that one.
His suit gets ripped up in trying to rescue this woman, and Recorder gets his arm shot off.
Yeah,
right. It's like, oh my gosh, he gets his hand shot off, and Hercules gets his stuff ripped up, and now this woman that he's rescued, her father actually doesn't have a reward out for her. So they're like, we just put the reward out because we wanted to. She's the daughter of somebody powerful, and we thought make her dad happy by saying there's a reward because we didn't think anybody would rescue her.
Nope, remember when don't forget when they order a bunch of drinks, they're able to charge it to the Rigel colonizers.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it goes right back. It goes right back. They use PayPal. Yeah, you know, it always gets referred right back. Right.
He's like, oh, everything yeah, charge it to them.
Yeah.
Recorder has like he's got one of the chips in him. So you can just
You can just instantly. Yeah. P2P. Yeah, exactly. But,
what's interesting to me is when Hercules finds out there's no reward, he's like, fine, then you can get her back.
That's right.
He's coming with me.
He's going to stay with me. That's right. Oh, and she loved it. Remember that?
She did.
She's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mom took a bomb out.
She loved it.
Yeah.
He was, because that was, again, I forgot reading this when I must have been like as a preteen or teenager reading it, because her and Hercules go back to Hercules' room together, and Recorder's like, I'm supposed to be with you at all time to record all of your activities. Like, this is not for your eyes, Recorder. What's going to be happening in here?
Yeah.
But then what does the Recorder do?
Gets up. Yeah. Peeping Tom. Hey, what are you doing? I'm supposed to record everything. Yeah, sure you are. Let's go.
He calls him. He goes, no, we know you're peeping cybers type. Nice try, buddy.
He even says, he's like, what? He's like, what's going on? He says something like, he's like, this looks like the is this romance? This is like the antler dance on Sirius 15.
Awesome.
So he kind of knows what's going on.
Yeah. Awesome.
Peeking in the window.
Peeping cybers.
He's also got he gets a new hand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even though it's getting charged back to the Regellians, he still cheaps out on the hand.
How about
Dr. Iguana showing up?
Yeah, that Dr. Iguana? I think it was.
No, I just made up that name, but it was Iguinius, or I forgot his name, you know, but
he shows up, but it's interesting because it's like the cut to Hercules, like obviously with this woman bed together, they're talking afterwards. And he like is like, oh, I could never love you though, because this is a whole tragic story of this woman he fell in love with, and he got called back to Olympus, and then he came back because time passes different for immortals, and now this woman he left is dead. And then he's like, it's all a lie. He was just
That was like, awesome.
I gotta get away from this chick. She's clingy.
Yeah, she's too clingy. And she was a runaway bride, we learned, right? She was a fiance and she was running away from
supposedly at the time.
Yeah. So that's what we were supposed to know. But you're right. Yeah. He was making up the whole story.
And then she makes up a story of why she has to stay with him. It's like he's making this huge lie, get away from her. And she's like, well, you can't send me back because my father sold me to this guy.
Yeah. Right.
And now I'm indent, like he paid money for me and I don't want to be with him. And
then, like a dowry type thing. Yeah. Yeah. She's making it all up.
Right.
We find out later. So but he's learning not to be so headstrong and is actually applying reasoning at the end of the second book. So you see him some growth. With Hercules.
You do.
Yep.
So he winds up, after having beaten everybody, still, he talks to the Iguana guy, and the Iguana guy's like, what did she tell you? That's all. He's like, bro, we were just engaged. Right. What are you talking about? I bought her. And then he's like, oh, well, all right, I guess She's yours then. Here's your 10,000 credits. See ya, Hercules.
Yeah, he was like, it all worked out.
Yeah.
It all worked out.
It's good.
It all works out for Hercules.
That's right.
Because then
it always does.
He goes to pay his debts, and the two dudes are in the horses have hospitalized these Burned two him. Dudes. And Hercules is like, I'm here for my horses and chariot, and here's your money. By the way, I gave it to the doctors because your hospital bill is exactly 10,000 credits.
That's right.
Oh, and how about the lazy color ink, too? They were all white casts with white faces.
Yes. Yes.
I was like, yep. Color their faces at least. You know, that was some lazy inking at the end in the comic book. That was like, oh, let's just get this one done.
Yeah. Yeah, we're done with it.
They were in a hurry.
That was great.
So, I mean, the first two books were incredibly fun. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back. And then the reason I broke these into three and four is because this is like a two-part story.
Mm-hmm.
They end with. So I'm shocked, Mark, that you only had two and three, that you didn't get four, because it ends on a cliffhanger there. So we'll take a quick break. And when we get back, we'll talk about Hercules, Prince of Power, issues 3 and 4.
You're listening to the Casual Comics Cast. You know the rules. We're not done until one of us can't get up.
All right. Hercules number 3, 60 cents. I was right. And I knew that all of these were somewhere between 60 and 75 cents. November 1982. And things are starting to get a little more serious now for Hercules, because instead of starting off with a space race against two hot rodders, he's like being attacked by all of these alien ships. And he doesn't know why.
And now he has his old costume again. So somehow they field tested the blue and they're like, no, let's go back to the green.
I don't know that. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it was meant to be permanent or what, but.
Well, there's a third one that comes up.
Yeah.
We'll talk about later.
The robe. The robe.
Yes. The black robe.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that. I have to check it out. But it sounds like in this one, Hercules is now fighting these guys because he's in restricted space. And then he sits down to talk in the classic Hercules pose. I look back. He sits this exact same way in like multiple panels.
I wanted to ask that. I wrote that down, Juju. Like, how many times does he do it? It's at least four.
Yeah. He sits in like intentionally like really low chairs. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, put your chair up higher.
Maybe that's how you talk about martial law. So you're in martial law.
That's interesting.
Let's chat about it. Come back to my office.
Take a load off. Lean back and relax.
By the way, correction.
Why does this guy have a lounge chair in his office? He's a military officer.
I think he turns them into lounge chairs. I don't think they're like, hey, that's not actually a lounge chair. He's like, I don't care. I'm going to go.
Lean back.
I have a correction. In this issue, they talk about 12 parsecs, not an issue two. So
oh, okay.
I just wanted to clarify that. I got my notes.
When they were making the castle run?
Yeah, they're like, traveled 12 parsecs. They're like, you traveled 12 parsecs just for a drink? He's like, oh, yeah.
Right? Because the reason Hercules is in restricted space is he's trying to get to this planet that's supposedly legendary for having the strongest alcohol ever made.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So party on, Herc.
And then they do the classic barroom brawl scene, which you got to have one with Hercules.
Yep,
right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which this time is instigated by the recorder.
Right.
That's Hercules isn't even there.
Yes.
Don't blame Hercules for this one.
He's
somebody needs to grab a hold of a recorder and be like, this guy's a bad influence on
you. That's right.
But how about the great recorder dropout that got the other guy punched in the face?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I always remember, I don't know why, but that panel when I got this book, that's the one I always remember, as far as like, I remember that red alien getting punched in the face.
Isn't that interesting how you can, that can burn into your brain some comic book panels? That's funny how you say, because I have that too. I'm like, I don't remember the book, but I remember this panel.
Yeah.
And so you remember that one. Yeah. He dipped out of the way.
First off, it's interesting is that was an interesting couple panels, because the guy's coming at him lefty. This guy's a southpaw who's coming at him. Recorder wants to talk. He ducks, and the guy holding him gets punched, and it's a red alien that's holding him, and he gets punched so hard his hand turns to Caucasian.
There's the lazy inking again, Mark.
Lazy inking throughout the comic. I know.
His face is still red, but he punched the color right out of his hand.
I know. And he's like, the red squad never takes it from the green squad. Let's get up here.
Right? There's obviously beef between Red Spot and Green Spot that goes way back. That now Recorder has instigated, and Hercules is going to look for Recorder, and he sees a fight, and oh yeah, man, come, let's
go.
Have at thee, attack the attackers verily.
I'm going to save that. I'm going to use that at work sometime. An argument. Have at thee.
Put on a Zoom call, verily.
Verily. But the big hook in this story is that there's planets that are disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the whole space is restricted. Bar fight ends. Aliens come to duck this planet. They appear to be cultists of some kind who are taking planets to sacrifice to their god. Recorder gets blasted apart again. Winds up with no legs this time.
A lot of C-3PO vibes going on now at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
You're kind of right.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought about that. You're making all the Star Wars connections.
All Star Wars analogies.
I don't mean to do that, but it's up. It shows up again and again.
Yep. Got new legs.
Well, I mean, this came out just legs. 1 year after Empire.
It did. So Recorder saves Hercules now. So a bit of a twist, right? So
yeah.
Hercules gets imprisoned. He can't break out of those magical shackles that dampen his
nerve.
Yeah, nerves or something like that.
Whatever, yeah.
But Recorder saves him. He's still alive. He's still kicking.
He is. He comes in on his arms because he's got no legs.
That's right. Got no legs, Lieutenant Dan.
We should mention Recorder is also a robot in case we didn't say that earlier.
He's getting... being so mean. Yeah. I think we did earlier on.
Yeah, yeah.
You can edit it later, Joe.
Yeah. But yeah, Hercules busts out then, and it's go time, and Hercules like wails on all these aliens. They've failed. They self-destruct, which is weird. And then dun dun dun, you find out, big reveal, they were kidnapping these planets to give to Galactus.
Yeah.
I did not expect that, Joe. I was very excited about that and freaked out. I was like, "What?"
Yeah, not seeing the next comic book when I was younger, getting this one, I was like, oh, Galactus? Like, what? Like, how's Hercules going to fight Galactus? Like,
that's why I said
again, I never saw issue 4, but I was just like, what the?
Well, I'm glad you were able to do it this time, Mark. It's your childhood.
Big flashback.
Yeah, dream of. But yeah, I saw Galactus. I did not. That was a nice plot twist. That was fun. That was a fun plot twist. So I'm like, oh, I can't wait to read this last book now.
Right. That's interesting because that's what I said. I'm like, you read the 2 and 3, and then like with the reveal of Galactus at the end. I mean, I guess it was a different time. We were different ages and going to hunt down that issue 4.
That issue 4. Yeah.
If you missed it on the newsstands,
yeah, it's like there were, the back that's issue. The thing. Rack. You probably missed it because it was a big deal back then, and then. They don't get them in, and you're kind of, then you get distracted with another book, and you're on your way.
Yeah, how many times I go to the grocery store? Probably was with my mom. Just get it.
So, I was going to ask, where did you buy your comics growing up?
Kroger. Yeah, Kroger. We go to Kroger on the comic turnstile. Yeah, I usually was able to talk my mom to get me one or two, and
dinner rack.
That's right. And they're always bent at like 3/4 of the way up because of the wire. You know, very ingenious wire. You know,
that's right.
That damaged them, but yeah.
So with that news that you had not read this, and this had been this is a cliffhanger that's been 30 plus years in the making to pay off for you.
Yeah. Right.
What did you think about the payoff reading it now?
I thought it was extremely humorous, especially at the beginning when, you know, Hercules was like, have at thee. And, you know, Galactus reduced him to green slime and then recreated him and said, just so you know, that's my power. You know, that was awesome. Awesome. But I can't cruise past how he's able to romance the Herald of Galactus within possibly 30 seconds and say,
binary.
Can we go somewhere and talk?
Yeah, no, she does to him.
It's like, what? So
his
Frankie Ray is the Herald of Galactus. And she's like, wait a minute, you're Hercules?
Yeah.
Bow chicka bow
meow. Can we go somewhere and talk?
Can we go somewhere and talk?
Well, sure.
His reputation's out there. Yeah. He's like, oh, I didn't know that I was fighting that dude.
That dude. And Mark, it's so funny you said that because I actually wrote down, quote, golly, can we go somewhere and talk?
Golly. And then after he's like, I extinguished her flame or something. You know, it's like, what?
That was great.
Yeah. He's got to let Recorder know what happened without knowing what's happened, because he's like, Recorder meets him because he's fighting her.
Where'd you go?
Yeah. She says, let's go somewhere and talk. And Recorder's like, hey, there you are. I was worrying about you. He's like, shh, don't awaken the sleeping lady in the next room. Like, oh, why would they talk? And then she'd take a nap.
I wrote this down in my
it must have been really boring to talk to.
In my notes, this is my working theory of 13-year-old Mark in Kroger is, I'll bet you it just wasn't there, because this cover art for this fourth issue was fantastic. I really liked it. And I'm wondering if that was, like, a lot of people bought it because of that. Of all the issues, this to me by far was the best cover art.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. And it would get you into the comic. You're like, Hercules is like, it's a good representation of what actually happens.
Right. Yeah. First, that's what, yeah, exactly.
Hercules,
what Mark just said.
Hercules' first instinct when he sees Galactus, devourer of worlds, keeper of the power cosmic, is, I bet I can punch him in the face.
That's right. Right. I'll take him out. And then he gets into the next plan. So
that's right, which is amazingly kooky but awesome.
I feel like
he's got a blue costume now.
The blue robe.
Very, yeah, very 80s. That's the third one, Mark. Or Joe. Yeah. It's an 80s style blue robe with some gold.
Yep.
Right. Very 80s. Yep.
Pretty much anytime after he is with a lady,
switches outfits.
Switches
outfits. Because it's loungewear.
Needs to be washed.
That's right. Yeah. The royal oats.
Yeah, because the costume does look more torn up in that scene than it did when they were fighting.
Oh yeah,
that's right. Golly, did we go
suffice
somewhere
it to
talk?
Say the fire was put out.
That's right.
Oh yeah. Man, that's awesome. And to me, is it me or did Galactus seem like he was changing size sometimes? It felt like he wasn't always the same scale, but I can
that's
live
not
with
lazy
it.
Inking Galactus. What is that, lazy drawing? Yeah, I think he did it to appease to appease Hercules. I don't know. He seemed amused.
Maybe he made himself a little smaller.
Yeah.
So he can hang out with Hercules. And because Hercules is like, well, if you're going to kill me and everybody anyway, let's have a drink.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect time. Perfect.
Diversionary tactic.
Works out perfectly.
Master tactician Hercules, having failed at plan A, which is punch him in the chest. So that's where he punches him, is slip him a Mickey.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well done, Master Tactician Herc.
Recorder, go over there, create a diversion.
That's right, he does.
A perfect time for me to spike his drink.
And then let's toast Frozen. Galactus. That's right. Yeah.
You got a Mickey connection? Yeah. He does. He's got, they're on the planet with the world's strongest alcohol. So he puts that alcohol in Galactus's glass when he's not looking. And then Galactus drinks, like, ha-ha. You're gonna get wasted,
because he thinks that a strong drink is gonna defeat Galactus because he just turned him into goo.
Yeah,
and 10 holds the power cosmic.
Oh, is it getting hot in here?
Yeah. And Galactus goes
along.
He's
like,
you're
gonna get wasted. Yeah, but how many times? How many comic books have you read with Galactus in it where he takes off his helmet?
I've never. I wrote down
first time.
WTF? Galactus takes off his helmet.
I've never seen it.
And laughs. He smiles.
Yeah,
he's laughing.
He does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And ultimately, both of Hercules' plans fail, but in failing, they succeed because Galactus is like, you're so ridiculous that I'm laughing at you, and I haven't laughed in a long time, so I guess I'll let you and everyone else on this planet live.
That's
because
right.
You're such a goof, Hercules.
Yes, yes. Such a crazy ending to a great series. He laughs, and then the potential end is the credit card debt catches up with good old Hercules. He's like, what's this bill about? At the end.
Yeah. It's kind of sad because Recorder, they're like downloading all his memories and everything. He's like, well, I guess maybe, hopefully, see Hercules again. Maybe. And then like they can't end on the sad note. So head back to Hercules with
Frolicking.
Frankie Ray.
Frolicking with Frankie Ray. Golly.
Yeah. How do you like the writers talking to each other? Come on, Bob, you can't leave us hanging.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, like, yeah. You know, it's like, and then Frankie Ray, my powers Frankie. Have been extinguished. Da, 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 da. Oh, hey.
And the Galactus gave me some time. Literally, yeah. She's on vacation.
Yeah, leave. Good old Jim Shooter.
I love it. I love it. I loved comics from this era. They're so good.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
You wonder what these guys are thinking sometimes. It's like, okay, you know, do they have all this planned out, or is it more of like, hey, we got the Galactus in the next one. What are we gonna do with this guy? I don't know. Like, let's have him take a drink with Hercules and be buddies, and then, you know, just let him save the planet. That's a great idea. Let's go draw. You know, it's like, I don't know. It's pretty humorous. Because yeah, I mean, besides issues 3 and 4, all of them were pretty self-contained.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And it seemed like they had a little bit of a formula, which is in everyone, Hercules has to like be boasting, has to be trying to mm-hmm. live it up, drinking, women, party lifestyle, fight somebody, and then something goofy happened that would really only have, oh, that's Hercules, wah, wah. It's like right. kind of fun.
And it got more fantastical, like Mark said. Right. Like they just got more, they're like, let's do more. Like, who else is in space? Well, yeah, Galactus. Right. Like, let him meet Galactus. Get him.
And then what else can we do to the recorder? Let's give him this wrench to put into his ear that makes him hallucinate.
Yeah.
You ate all my stash or whatever. You know,
yeah, yeah, they did. He took the secret stash of the other prisoner yeah, and yeah. got high on it or something.
Yeah, it's like, little, what is that wrench in your ear?
Yeah. He said you get a little audio toot. He used my whole stash. He's like, yeah, and the recorder like uses the junkie's whole stash, and he's like, conclusion, humanoid should not be ingesting this. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're gonna take a quick break.
Oh, good. Yeah. No.
We're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk. We'll wrap up our conversation on Hercules, and then talk about other Marvel miniseries from the same era.
Shabby little man in a shabby little room. It's the Casual Comics Cast.
All right. We're here now to wrap up. We were just talking about Hercules. And final thoughts, what do you guys, would you recommend people read this if they're comic book fans?
I would say it's a casual read. If you want right. to get something that's a casual read, give you a few laughs, definitely. If you're looking for something more deep and strategic, probably not. But again, casual read, kind of fun. And definitely a looser 80s comic. Definitely a 60 center, as you started out with.
Yeah. You don't have to know a ton about the character. You'll learn what you need as you go.
Yep.
Yeah, if you want to learn, I agree with Mark. If you want to learn a little bit about Hercules, it's a good base, but go into it expecting fantastic fun, you know, just craziness. I really enjoyed it, Joe. I mean, I read all four like in one straight shot. It was so much fun. And so if you want to have fun and enjoy it, I would definitely pick it up.
Nice. Yeah. No, I think it was a great one. Thanks for reading it with me, guys. Other comics from that like that era, I asked you guys to think about like top one or two, like what other mini series, like we're going to do this again, and you're like, let's go back and read, you know, what were the mini series that stand out to you from that era?
I have a tie for first.
Okay.
From 1987, Fantastic Four versus the X-Men.
Ooh.
That's and like X-Men,
a, is that a four-parter or a two-parter?
It's a four-parter. Nope, it's a four-parter.
Okay.
And then X-Men versus the Avengers.
When was that?
Same year, I think, or the year after.
They started doing a lot of verses.
Yeah, 1987 was the Fantastic Four versus the X-Men. But that pulled me in. The cover art on number one is Reed Richards wears Doctor Doom's costume, and he's got a Fantastic Four here, and he's like this, and his son Franklin's crying, and his mom is lying dead on the ground. It's a really, like, all the cover art is very dark, to your point, Mark, about it. It's the opposite of Hercules.
Is that John Byrne? Is that John Byrne series, I think? Maybe drawn?
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that so. That is good. That is good.
Yeah.
You lost me with Franklin Richards. I was riding like, high on your description until then.
Here's the cover art for you guys. So you can see it. I can, but here.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I think I have those somewhere. I think I picked them up at a comic book show when somebody was liquidating all their Marvel miniseries, and I grabbed them. I got X-Men Alpha Flight also. X-Men Original Alpha Flight, which
that's
is
a good
only
one.
Two.
I'm a big Alpha Flight fan. Yeah,
that's right. I was gonna say Puck. Alpha
that's
Flight.
Right.
Puck.
That's right. Guardian, yeah. Vindicator. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's hard to say for miniseries for mine because of, again, my comic book buying frequency was more based on my mom grocery shopping. So, yeah. But I think my favorite series during that time to just pick up and grab, and it was just always a great read, is the Thing 2-in-1. I mentioned that a little in the intro, and one of my favorite comics of all time, if not the favorite, is a Thing Marvel 2-in-1 annual. I think it's like number 4 or something like that. I have to look that up, where he becomes a boxer and basically he fights one of the not the Eternals of the galaxy, and then he invites all the strongest members. So he fights Hulk, Submariner, Colossus, Sasquatch, and it's all in this issue. And then he finally fights at the end the Eternal, the champion. Yeah, there it is. Number 7. That is such a great book. Like, for a fifth grader to read or fourth grader to read.
Looks
oh my
awesome.
Gosh, it's such a great book. Such a great
Looks
book.
Awesome. Yes.
Yeah. I'll bet you if I walked 10 steps that way and pulled into my box, I have that one. Because I love that cover.
I love it.
It's a great cover. I've never read it, Mark. I'm going to have to read this now.
Well, 1982. Maybe we'll get back together and read some.
June 22nd.
Did I get the year right? It's 82?
82. Well done.
There was a whole long time where Thing was a boxer, which was interesting. But
they shall call him champion. That's the title.
That's right. That's right. Because, yeah, it's not Eternal. I'm getting the name wrong. But anyway, he's one of the members of the guys that live forever, whatever they are. So
Elders of the Universe, I think.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah.
Scarlet Witch is in it, Joe, and Vision. There's a ton of people in this comic.
I know. They don't allow Vision to come once they find out he's a robot. But yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's the discrimination those guys always face.
Yeah, yeah.
I told you, that's why
totally.
They're my favorite.
Android. Yeah.
I mean, it shouldn't be any surprise. I'm not going to put Vision Scarlet Witch on my list of favorite miniseries because everybody knows that by now. But I went back through the list of all the miniseries that came out in that era, and I forgot how many good ones there actually were. Like Hawkeye had a really good 4-issue series at that time.
Kitty Pride Wolverine, awesome. I think, was in the 80s.
Kitty
too,
Pride and Wolverine and Kitty Pride and Wolverine. Yeah.
Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler had his own series, which was, I thought, awesome because
he was a pirate. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yep. I remember that too.
Swashbuckling, yes.
That was super good. I mean, you can find all kinds of series back then, but I think my favorite after, you know, like Vision Scarlet Witch had to be Cloak and Dagger. I loved Cloak and Dagger.
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah, yeah.
They had a 3-issue series, and then they had a 12-issue series. But I loved them. Originally from the pages of, you know what their first appearance is, Mark? Peter Parker, the Spectacular Spider-Man, number 64, which is where I got hooked on those characters, is because there was a run of Peter Parker, Spectacular Spider-Man from around 64, their first appearance, to about issue 78, where they were in Spider-Man all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's good trivia. I didn't know Cloak and Dagger were in starting that long.
But you know that, but the Cloak and Dagger, you know, back in that time, I think they hooked up, you know, with Nancy Reagan, because didn't it get into like drugs and kind of got some deep messages in that miniseries, if I recall that, more the 12, I think the 12 issue series.
Could have been.
Like,
yeah.
So,
I mean, and of course, Secret Wars, but that's a whole different thing. They were Secret limited Wars series one and thing, two. Yeah. But
Cloak and Dagger's origin was that they were both runaways and then got caught up with, you know, in New York, and then were forced by drug dealers to take like experimental drugs that they were going to put out on the streets. And then that's what gave them their powers. Like, killed most people, it gave them their powers. And then they spent it trying to fight the drugs, you know, the basically the drug kingpins who infected them, because their powers were, it was one of those where it was a blessing and a curse. They couldn't leave each other because Cloak had this hunger all the time. And if unchecked, he would like swallow up people like a vampire and drain their life force to like satisfy this hunger. And they had a symbiotic relationship because she generated light that could stop him from having to kill people.
Right.
I always wondered why they didn't do I think that'd be a really great Disney Plus series. I think you could have a lot of fun with that. Cloak and Dagger.
They did do a Cloak and Dagger, I think, on, was it Freeform TV?
They did.
For a while.
They did.
And I heard Mick, Yeah, I heard really mixed things about it. I don't know. Did you either of you guys see it?
I didn't.
I saw one episode, the first episode. But yeah, they were like sitting around the campfire and then they realized their powers. So yeah, and I didn't watch the whole show.
Not comics accurate.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to take a look and see if any of those if our schedules line up and we can pick another one. This was a lot of fun, guys. Thanks for reading Hercules with me. There's another Hercules series after this one. So I might actually check that one out too.
Yeah.
But would love to find some time to do it again.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Thank you.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks for listening to the Casual Comics Cast, and we will talk to you again soon.
And cheers, everyone. If you've got a comic book you'd like to hear us talk about, please let us know on Twitter at Casual Comics Guide, at our blog, casualcomicsguide.com, or on our Facebook page, Casual Comics Cast. So until next time, stay safe and stay frosty, people.